lick me, doggy. Wake it up, 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 lick me, doggy. Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida from Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Danger Studios, Carl Springs, Florida. It's around, I don't know, 5:22. In the evening on Tuesday, Peter Leonard sitting here.
Hey, everybody. How are you today?
And, of course, Elgin David.
What is up?
And it's nice. We've got cool weather here in Florida. You know?
Yeah, cool. All the way down, it was like 78 today.
Yeah, right?
I mean, cool. I'm sweating.
It's as cool as it gets.
We outside, bro? No.
It's still office. Very hot.
You always got to be so fucking miserable.
No, no, I'm fine, but it's not cool.
Just 2 weeks ago, it was like 145 degrees.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's 75 is cool, wouldn't you say? I mean, you know,
the week of Halloween, it was nice and cool.
55 to 60, like that morning.
It was the best.
Remember that?
Nice and breezy. Mm-hmm. It felt amazing, you know?
Wow. And you were hugging all the blankets, though, man.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sorry. You're not a cuddler, so I had to take the covers.
Well, can you imagine Peter cuddling? Jesus Peter would be interesting to have like a video, like a camera on him all night to watch his sleep habits.
More like curdling.
one of those sleep... what is it called? The sleep study?
Yeah. Like, I could picture him, like, sitting up in bed and complaining to somebody in the side.
Oh,
and then going back to sleep.
Yeah.
He'd probably quit halfway through, like, I'm done with this. I got to forget it.
One of my older brothers used to sleepwalk.
Oh, yeah.
And it was interesting. He'd get up.
Horrible.
And, you know, all of a sudden, he'd be like, he would say stuff like, I don't want And he's standing there like he's talking into the closet.
Right. And, that's funny.
Yeah. And I'm like,
I had a roommate in college who actually would sleepwalk to take a leak in the closet.
Wow.
Or pee on his roommate. There were two bedrooms. And this guy woke up and his roommate was peeing on his bed. he was fast asleep.
Some people do that when they're drunk, though, too.
Oh, he was
Yeah, my brother
drunk.
Pissed in the closet a couple times.
They think they made it to the bathroom.
he's opening the door to the fucking bathroom.
Oh, the light's broken in the bathroom.
My mother would say, Douglas, how come your shoes are on the side of the bed? Well, Eddie's not pissing there.
Yeah, they floated here.
But it'd be weird, you know. It's like because they'd be standing there. It'd be like you could tell they're in some alternate universe. You know, it's almost what it's like probably now to see somebody who's going through like a virtual reality on their head. They got one of those things on their face.
Oh yeah.
I just never believed, you know, when you see these TV shows. In fact, the Honeymooners. Remember when Ed Norton was sleepwalking, you know, looking for the dog, right? I do believe that. I mean, I don't. They walk up and downstairs.
Dude,
I
tell you,
but
I
it happens.
My brother would walk out, and then he'd have a conversation. He'll turn and go, "It's for the five of the seven." Five. And then you know, none of it would be like you would hear a word or two.
Unintelligible. Yeah,
yeah, it was unintelligible.
But in whatever world they're in, they're speaking perfect.
Yeah.
When a sleepwalker walks, they walk with their arms out like a zombie like that. Because whenever in cartoons, you always see them walking like a zombie.
How are they going to know you're sleepwalking? You just don't have your eyes shut. We'll put your arms out like you're Frankenstein.
Otherwise, they'd break their nose if they bumped into the wall. How do you know not to walk into the
wall? That would scare the shit out of me if I woke up for 3 in the morning and then I would come out and I see somebody just standing there. First of all, and then they're asleep but standing up like talking to no one.
I'll tell you the most evil thing we used to do in college. We had a train that ran right through the campus. I mean, these were like 100 those trains that come down from Chicago.
What school was this?
Brockport State College between Rochester and Buffalo. And it was the Lake Erie line. So all the brand new cars that were headed south out of Detroit would cut through. There were trains with 100 trains. 100
trains with 100 trains.
100 cars.
There was 100 cars.
Yeah.
But and they had like 20 brand new.
A train is all those cars.
They'd have brand new trains. They'd have all these brand new cars from Detroit. Right. So we'd be all fucked up. They'd come through the campus like late at night, and we'd stand on the side and break the windows of the cars with rocks. You know the brand. But
what's up, Robert?
The reason I was telling this, Robert Chen's a great guy, man.
Yeah, good dude.
We spent a little time at a senior fair on Sunday, which is interesting.
All right, let's not.
But let's not digress. But but
you're,
we used
you're
to. But here's the funny
story.
Thing. So I had a roommate who was a total lush, and he'd fall asleep, all fucked up, and we carried him one night on his bed, carried the bed out onto the middle of the tracks, and then got one of those big fucking big ass lights.
Yeah.
And he's in bed, and we fucking shined that light, like figured out where he was going to sit up when he yelled, train. And somebody screamed, train! And he smoked up, and this big light was in his face, and he shit his bed, man. He thought he was in the middle
That's an amazing prank.
Oh, my God. It was so funny, man.
Amazing.
You got to have somebody with a boom box over there with the sound of a train coming.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious.
Oh, that would be great.
Man. Yeah.
With the whistle. It was loaded, man.
Yeah, and by the way, so you
don't
know,
try this.
Charlotte Renee says Pete's a good guy.
Pete who?
You fucking idiot.
Oh, thank you. Hey, Charlotte Renee. How do you know? How does she know that?
I don't know.
Thank
well, obviously,
you,
obviously.
Are we friends on Facebook?
Well.
Who knows?
Who
friend
knows?
Me.
At any rate. So, if you have a
you
sleepwalker, if you have a certain story, share it on Wake Up Dougie on Twitter on our fan page. And if you can get a photo of somebody sleepwalking, we wouldn't mind that either.
Yeah, that would be great.
So what happens if you wake up a sleepwalker?
It's very bad for them. They freak out. It's supposed to be like the worst thing you can do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's... I try to wake my brother up a couple times.
Hmm.
You know?
Okay.
Like, hey, you just push him. Hey, what the fuck?
And what happens?
They wake up. They're like, what the fuck? And then they go back to bed. You know, it's almost like you've been in a dream where you know you know you're in the dream, like you're a dream warrior. You know how to control your dreams, right? You've done that?
No, I can't even control
the
wet dream.
Sometimes
I have.
Yeah. Sometimes I can't, but sometimes I have been able to like control them,
right.
Fly around and be like lucid.
Yeah. Like you know
really? Lucid dream.
There's a moment in a dream where you know you're in a dream.
Yeah.
And you're consciously in it, and then you're
It's called lucid dreaming.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's like something's bad's about to happen, and I'm standing there like, it ain't going to happen.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I got to try this sleeping.
And then...
I really do. I haven't dreamt in years. I swear to God, I've been out of dream in 20 years. I can't even control a wet dream.
It's no doubt that you talk in your sleep.
Oh, I do talk in my sleep. There's no question
about it. She says you're our Facebook buddies.
We are?
Yeah. Whatever that
means. I'm going to take a look.
It means I like some of your comments.
Thank you, kid. I am the funniest person on Facebook. You know that.
Well,
there's no question about
that. You must not know a lot of other people on Facebook.
I was voted the number one funniest person the last 2 years on Facebook.
Yeah?
Yeah, by me.
All right, well, you just continue to... All right.
I took a poll. You remember that.
Peter Leonard.
Remember 2 years ago?
Yeah. It's like when you said...
Hands down.
For your birthday, you asked for money.
Listen, I'm moving in 2 weeks, and I have 3,000 friends. Do you think one fucking person? I post, "Hey, I'm moving. Anybody help me?"
Yeah. By the way, we got to take. We're going to get rid. We're going to put this couch over.
Oh yeah,
here.
We forgot. We were going to do.
We're going to do that today before the end. Before we leave today, and then we're going to bring the old one outside out. It's a pretty big couch.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter Leonard said he can't help
can't
us at all. He can't even. You know.
Why did we forget to do it?
I don't know. But we're going to take that out so I can set up the new computer in the studio and move everything around a little bit. So. That'll be a little funner for you guys at home. Anyway, opening the show, the topic of the day, I'm just going to call it that, Colin Kaepernick named Citizen of the Year from GQ magazine.
Yeah.
This is what people are like related. They're like, oh, you know, there's a lot of people against it, but there's people that are like, hey, you know what, when you think about it as a citizen, here's a citizen of the United States.
Yeah.
Stood up to you stood for something, you know, and win, lose or draw, you know, he stood up for it. He's dealt with he's trying to sue the NFL, but you know, he's dealt, you know, this fucking guy, Roger Goodell, $400-something million a year. This guy makes the commissioner.
It's
of
crazy. NFL. It's crazy. You know how much the NFL makes a year?
Yeah.
In the billions?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to pay the president of your company $1 million, right?
All right. Did I sound like I was like, I'm just saying.
No, but that's a lot of fucking cash.
You know,
and he gets to go to all the football games he wants.
But here's the thing. Of course he does.
And hot dogs and all of it.
Free popcorn.
Parking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bring his friends. I imagine Robert Goodell doesn't have to pay for parking.
No, wouldn't it be funny to charge? Hey, come here a second.
Hey, you make $400 million a year, fucker.
Go pull over there.
Give me $20. Fucker. Park by that Jiffy John.
Yeah.
He can walk into any stadium, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
At any time.
It's like it's like if you go to the Dolphin, which by the way, the Dolphins take a big shit on stage on Monday night. Horrible. How much are we paying that fucking beast, Sue?
Way too much. He's the highest paid.
What a fucking
defensive lineman in football. The highest paid in football.
I don't know what happened with that guy, but I think he may be playing in Philadelphia soon.
He's awful. No, they can't. Listen, here's the thing. I don't know if they can. If they have the contract to train him, they got to pay him. Somebody has to pay this.
What a Pete. Listen,
I didn't watch the game. Kiko Alonso. Really what was the score?
45-21. How many? Eight. How many missed tackles did Kiko Alonso
yeah,
have?
I think
he lost his shoes when he tackles somebody,
he looks like he's just looking for change or somebody's contact lens. He's got his head straight down at the fucking ground.
He's thinking, he doesn't want to get hurt. Do you believe
him? I think he's a little messed up when he fucked up Flacco a few weeks ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
Against the Baltimore Ravens?
I don't remember that.
The Flacco was running for yardage.
Flacco.
Can I tell a story without you interrupting after I have to wait to
go
talk?
Ahead.
So Flacco, the guy was running with the ball, and he could have slid, but he kind of waited a little bit. So you remember now, jogging your fucking memory, is it?
Yes.
So, and then he slammed into it, but he didn't, like, he could have pulled away, but the guy was still running. He was still basically...
He was way on his way down.
He kind of went for some extra yards. Nah. But he got, you know.
Maybe
so I think he fucked him up. You see, Flacco's ear was cut. Like, his whole thing was...
Oh, yeah. He went right to the locker room, man.
Well, they had to stitch up his ear.
Well, he bit him also. You didn't see that.
No, that was...
Mike
that,
Tyson.
No, there was no Mike Tyson. Anyway, so Colin Kaepernick gets... what's your guys' feelings on the... well, let me ask Elgin first before you.
Okay. You already know Kaepernick?
Oh, yeah.
He looks great on the cover. He's got a big old fro.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a militant leather jacket on with a nice emblem, you know, hanging down.
Oh yeah, look at that!
It's a great looking photo. You know,
what's he talking about in the article?
I didn't read it.
I'm just saying it,
and somebody compared that to Caitlyn Jenner being Woman of the Year. Somebody obviously on the Republican side of Facebook,
right,
posted like, you know, the Woman of the Year is Caitlyn Jenner,
right,
and the Citizen of the Year now. I don't know. All I'm looking at is the simplicity of it. The Citizen of the Year. Can you think of any other citizen?
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
That could deserve such an honor of being Citizen of the Year? Like,
sure.
Before we start worrying about who we have given it to.
Yeah.
Like,
how about the 13-year-old?
By the way, Snopes, do we know usually in these reports they tell you who was running, like who was in a close second. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, let me see.
Like think about it. That's what I'm saying. Who would be in second place? Like, who did Colin Kaepernick beat out for the first time?
Right.
By the way.
First of all, I would have given the whole award.
Hey, at least he fucking beat out the starting position on the magazine cover.
Right. How about the Red Cross? The whole Red Cross in Houston, the Coast Guard in, you know, Key West. You know,
you're talking about citizens. You're trying to come up with a citizen.
13-year-old kid who saved that fisherman whose boat overturned in Stewart last weekend. That's a citizen.
That's a good effort,
right? Not some scumbag. I think GQ stands for the guy's not a scumbag.
I don't call him a scumbag. Oh. Why would you call him a scumbag?
I don't know. Because listen,
Why would you call? Listen, calm the fuck down and stay. He's not a scumbag. The guy is, you know, he's a professional athlete. He made it to a certain level.
Yeah.
I'm one of the things I always liked about it, he was a backup that got this moment to play. And he did a great job and actually took him. So that's admirable as an athlete.
Sure.
All right. But, you know, the guy feels strong about racial injustice, so he takes a knee before anybody else does. He's the emo.
Yeah.
Right? You know what I mean? He's the one that leads the pack and that. Anybody else is just following his fucking lead at this point.
Right.
So he doesn't do it. He gets some backlash at it. Me, I don't want to see anybody protest at anything I'm going to watch as an entertainment.
If you do that at work in your office, do you
I'm not
get
saying
fine?
He can't do it. I'm just saying that I don't. You know, if you're gonna use this as a public forum, to you know,
don't use and that
I,
as
and
a
I
platform.
Don't, and I personally, I'm a pro of the personal belief of like I don't look at it. I look at it as from everything that's come with it, is a protest against police.
Yeah.
So
he's disrespectful. I'll use two words: disrespectful and GQ. You know, GQ stands for
what's
great.
That?
Great. Quit. That's what I say.
Yeah,
I wrote that. You like that? Write that down quick.
Yeah,
you can have that.
He was a GQ.
He's waiting like a couple minutes to drop that.
I know. I didn't want to forget it because I'm a little.
You didn't want to forget it because you were too busy talking.
No, I let you talk for at least 35, 40 seconds.
I appreciate that. Please. Respect.
No, but I'll tell you what. Do that. I don't disagree with this politics. Just, you know what? If you feel that strongly, take your $10 million that you made in football, quit, and go into politics.
Yeah, but to me, this
become,
is not...
Run for city council. Stop. Run for city council.
Yeah, we've heard
mayor,
this shit before, though.
I haven't said it before.
No, but the guy makes donations. The guy's you know, he's charities. He gives stuff. He's
but he's not going to change that by handing money out. You're
not
gonna
make a change. But I'm just
saying. Make a change by kneeling on a football field.
Well,
he costs a lot of people a lot of
money.
Well,
here's the thing.
People don't watch football anymore. Bars are half empty on fucking
Papa John's. You hear that? Remember Papa John's a couple weeks ago? He came out and blamed the whole thing on his
His
pizza. By the way, the stock dropped like in the upper 50s.
Oh, he's in.
It used to be in 80 or 90.
Oh yeah,
so that was considered a value buy.
Papa Cracker, they call him now.
It's PZZA.
Yeah,
yeah. He's not looked at fair. You know, he's not. You know,
no.
He still does commercials on the NFL. I was watching that game when the Dolphins are getting tranched. Boy, they just double-teamed Sue, and that guy, he was useless.
Totally.
We could have had a fucking parking cone out there do more damage than this big fucking beast.
Yeah.
He's fucking huge. The guy, I think he's lost the eye of the tiger.
Yeah, how terrible was the announcing, by the way? I just thought it was so horrible.
I forgot who it was.
They repeat the same shit.
Was it Gruden?
Yeah, Gruden's okay, but the other guy, just this play-by-play shit is awful.
So, Kaepernick on the cover. How do you guys feel? Anybody said no one on Facebook Live say anything about it?
Yeah, what do you guys think about Colin Kaepernick?
As a citizen, now I'm just saying my interest is before I judge who he is, I'm just thinking of other people that could be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other story that rings out of anybody or person that I know as a citizen of the United States that, you know.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, won't go said, but, you know, our President Trump negotiated the return of those the Duke basketball players. They were released. The Chinese government released them.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they traded for like
we gave them
something.
We gave them a couple dissidents.
Yeah,
you know, give us our their Duke, right? You know who that is?
No, what happened? What are we talking about?
Three, I think it was three or four. I think they're from Duke, right?
Three guys shoplifted.
No, they picked like a
they shoplifted from a Louis Vuitton store, man.
Was it
next
that?
To the hotel? Yeah, when they went to China to play fucking basketball, they went outside.
I thought they
went
stole the poster off the wall.
Oh no, that's another. That's the Philippines. That was not there. That was somewhere else. That was Korea.
That was North Korea.
I'm talking about just last weekend or something. I thought you were talking about the
Duke boys. If they're Duke or North Carolina,
yeah, UCLA.
Yeah, that's right.
They went to China. They stole fucking.
Is that what happened? They stole fucking bags and shit.
Yeah, Louis Vuitton.
You know, in Miami we had that. You guys watch the local news here in Miami. There's been a couple things down in South Beach.
Yeah,
or off on Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
And they caught these sisters all like a ring that go into this expensive store and they steal shoes and shit. And that they show, there's a video of like a street camera chasing these girls down, and you know, and people think it this poor Muslim dude who runs the shop, you know, he's chasing down these girls who are stealing thousands of dollars of merchandise. And the one girl turns around and makes it look like he's an asshole trying to fuck with them. And a couple of people are like, hey, dude, let go. Don't fuck with the chick. You know, it's like,
right.
He's like, they just stole my shit. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of people stealing shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they were released, I guess.
Yeah.
Why would you go to another country to get caught? That's so dumb.
Yeah.
Then you're going to be.
First of all, these motherfuckers walk there. It's China. They're basketball players. How inconspicuous!
You're not
going to
blend
look,
in.
Right? You're not like right. You know, yeah. They're going. Oh,
anybody
fuck.
See that guy yeah, take nobody, that fucking?
Nobody was.
Would
looking
they steal
at
them. Purses? They steal? Would they? You know, they're loading up for the holidays.
I think it was wallets, man.
Wallets.
It was like the right. Wasn't it, dude? Like because Louis Vuitton wallets.
Sunglasses.
Like, was it sunglasses?
Wow.
They were questions on suspicions of stealing sunglasses from a Louis Vuitton store near their hotel.
And it was night and raining, so figured it. It was night and raining. Said it was night and raining.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just going to let that float. Well, they're free. Trumpy got rid of them. The racist president.
Wow.
Negotiated for those boys to be released.
Yeah, he did.
That's awesome.
Which, by the way, some people just poo-poo on that, but those people, if they stole something of value, they could be in jail in China.
Big time. It says right here that...
They could have been
years for grand larceny. Years of prison.
Yeah, and I bet you that the prison in China
and their sneakers, by the way,
you know, are a little different than anything here in the States.
I wonder what jail is like over there.
Think about three big fucking UCLA basketball dudes, you know, going to a in China. They walk into the fucking they walk into the Chinese jail, and all these little cute Chinese guys go, oh, no. Oh, no. This is not good.
And they're already bent over because yeah. those jail cells were about 5.5 feet tall.
No, they're not doing it. They're going to be the pitchers in my these are the ones that are going to come in there and do damage on these little Asian guys.
I know.
Well, they're going to do damage on the court.
They're looming.
Like out in the yard when they're playing ball. They're going to run this court.
Exactly. Then, you know, they're going to be out there. Those Chinese guys in the Chinese jail are going to be like, oh, fuck. Everything good. We used to play b-ball time. Then these guys from UCLA come. Take over the whole fucking place.
Yeah.
Can't play basketball. We're sitting out here playing dice. Another theme that caught my attention this last few days was the people destroying their Keurig coffee makers.
Oh, yeah.
After the, I guess they pulled their ads from the Sean Hannity program in Fox or some shit like that.
No, it was, what's his name?
Sean Hannity's show. There's people that they pulled their ad from his show specifically, this ad says.
Mm-hmm.
And then people said, you know what? You pull the ad, guess what? All these people started smashing their Keurig coffee makers. I hate that coffee, by the way. I don't like those little simple put a little packet in
it's
there.
It's too weak, number one. Number two, by the way, they have come out with the thing that says there's fucking bacteria that grows in those things.
There's machines.
That you can't get to it.
I never use a coffee machine.
If you wash it, you can't because of the electricity and because of the wiring. And you can never get the thing clean. So, you're growing, got science project in your Keurig. You got a Keurig at home, you're going to get fucking sick and die from it.
Get rid of it.
Throw it out.
Get rid of it.
Smash it.
Yeah. I never use the ones in the hotels. You never,
No, I go downstairs and pour a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I get coffee. I'm not gonna go use a machine and put that little thing in there. You're right. It never tastes good.
And never strong enough. I mean, I like a strong.
I like
cup
making
of
it myself. Making it strong. Boiling the water in the water and using a sock.
You know what? Yeah. What's funny? I have the machine, but my wife likes it. She actually follows. She takes a scoop. If there's two people, she'll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't measure no fucking scoop. When I put the coffee into the thing, I'm scooping away until it reaches a certain texture or level.
Right.
And that, with the filter in there, and I'm like, all right, I got about, 8 cups of coffee in the fucking coffee.
Carafe.
Fucking, let's do it. Let's make some coffee. My wife's like, no, like, you're going to waste it. Like, it's fucking coffee.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter if I make 4 cups or 10 cups.
Right.
It's fucking coffee.
Dude, I keep a big pitcher in my... When I make coffee, I make a full 12 cups of coffee. Right. And When I make coffee, I use like a chock full of nuts. I use any kind of coffee. And if I'm making 12 cups, I use 7 big scoops. But then I take 2 big scoops of Butella,
That's all I use is Bustelo.
And I dump it on the pilon, too. And I dump it on top. And I take some cinnamon... And I put some cinnamon on top of this fucking thing and shake, and then make that coffee. And let me tell you something, it's delicious. A little bit of that espresso with the regular coffee. Right. And then I keep it in my refrigerator.
You just keep delicious.
Thanks. Love coffee, man. Do you like coffee?
Oh, I love coffee.
I love coffee too. But I just grabbed my Dunkin' Donuts. My bag.
Right.
Which I'm a little mad at my wife because she's not getting like the French vanilla. Or the mocha, just the regular Dunkin' Donuts.
That's good though.
Yeah, I don't mind it. And then she's just loaded. Load it up there. That's it. I don't put cinnamon.
Right.
I don't put anything else on it. What is the other stuff? The other you putting Cuban coffee on top?
What are you putting on? I put the Cuban on top. I put the Bustelo on top of the.
Yeah, Bustelo. It's just a really strong coffee bean.
It's espresso. Yeah. It's you make espresso with it.
So you throw that on top. It gives a little bit of a. Mm-hmm. I like to take a little lemon zest and put it in my brewing process.
No, but you could take chicory. You could take a lot of different things.
Yeah, I like to get a little wood chips. I like to get some bark from outside.
You could do that. You could take.
Don't use the red bark though. You get sick.
Did you put some mulch in there?
Eat this week?
Yeah,
this guy went through nine bags of candy.
Let me ask you something. Aren't you proud that all this time since Halloween, I still have Halloween candy left?
Yeah, I know. I was banking on it.
I want to look under your pillow though.
Let's see how many empty wrappers
are in there.
Yeah.
I don't mean condom wrappers. I'm talking
about
candy.
But it doesn't matter how many empty. You don't seem to understand. Again, you're missing the point.
I know. I'm proud of you.
There's still a big bowl of candy out there.
Yep.
It's not like it's all gone. It's still fucking there.
It's like you barely touched them.
It's like you weren't away for 5 days.
It's like no one in this house eats.
Right. I was at Cocoa Beach for 3 days.
Right. Yeah. He asked his wife to mail some fucking M&M's.
Hey, honey, could you get a FedEx package and put some of those M&M's?
I forgot some Halloween candy.
I can't believe I didn't bring a little bit.
He actually went trick-or-treating 4 days later. After Halloween, he lost it.
Look at me. I'm 10 years old. I'm dressed like a fat, old, middle-aged guy. Peter, I don't go to dog's bark.
Candy.
Oh, sorry. It's your head.
Oh. We got one who's deaf. She can't hear me. The other one, you know, barks at anything.
Yeah. You know.
Right?
It's just nuts. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
It's been great. So long, everybody.
And Elgin David.
Yeah.
Which we've named Snopes.
They nicknamed me Snopes.
Snopes.
Oh, is that his new nickname? How about Scoop? I like Scoop.
Scoop.
Yes. He's always got the scoop on it.
Snopes. Snopes is good. Scoop sounds like you're... Like you're getting butt fucked in prison in China.
Scoop sounds like
Scoop's going to be the new Chinese inmate that shares a room with a guy from UCLA.
Scoop sounds like one of those newspaper reporters back in 1948.
I've got the scoop for you.
That's
chief.
There we go. Let's get the scoop in here.
Sit down. I got the scoop.
Make sure you got that right, Tiny.
Get a pen and paper. I got to tell you something. I just
a
got
pencil.
A big scoop.
It's a pencil. It's a pencil.
Don't tell me what to write with, you little dick.
No, back then it's a pencil. Nobody had a pen.
Listen, I have my own memories.
It was a
don't fuck with me, Peter Leonard.
All right.
I'll have you delivering coffee
arrested
to the janitor staff.
Peter was there.
I want to meet Bubba.
Yeah, I bet. You know, matter of fact, I might spend a Friday, and if you guys ever want to have fun, if you guys want to do it.
Not that this isn't.
Yeah, exactly. Not that we don't have fun.
We may go down, if you want to take a ride down, maybe we'll go have fun one night. We'll go to a comedy club on Thursday night.
Sure.
And then we'll do a radio show from Bubba Radio Network. We'll go to the studio and do it right there.
In Tampa.
All right.
And I bet I could get it sponsored. My cousin runs a liquor company out there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That'll sponsor our once a month we go into the studio over there and do something?
Yeah, BOLS. That's the name, Bulls.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah. It's great liquor, man.
Well, there you go. So, by the way, if you are listening to us at Bubba Army Radio, where they're Saturdays and Sundays from 4 to 6, it's good to be on that network. We get a lot of new listeners that listen in that way, new listeners that watch us on our Facebook Live for the first time.
Yeah.
We thank you guys for being here. You go to wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com for over, I don't know, episodes going back to 2013. And there's some in there. You can go through there and say, wow, this one's been seen 1,000 times or whatever. You know, it's just go back there. And there's a patron page, by the way. A lot of our listeners donate as little as $1 a day.
Yes.
To help fund gas money and new equipment for the studio. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that. We don't charge you to listen to us, but guess what? We'll be back with Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
That's great.
Only as comics do we like to make fun of anything, no matter how bad it is.
Yes.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Ethan Moore with the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Catch me every Monday. It's better than heroin. I should know.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Or them. Fucked up.
Make fun of them,
because there's plenty of them. Our first story today, man drops cocaine in his hat while in court on a drug charge.
No way.
Video? Sir, would you mind taking the hat off while you're in court? Okay.
That's pretty funny.
Have you ever been in a situation where you're taking money out of your pocket or something and a little coke bag falls out?
I will tell you a really fucked up story. I was hitchhiking in New Jersey.
Yes,
the question.
You just answer my. But I don't want a whole fucking story with
okay,
it.
Okay, no.
Can you tell me yes,
happened.
And then let me ask you. Then I'll find out if I want to hear the whole fucking story.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope. But I shoved a bag of coke in a cop car's back seat. But he gave me a ride to a train station.
Yeah.
I was hitchhiking. Yeah.
So you're in the back seat.
And I had coke in my pocket. I was petrified. He's in a. You know. You say, listen.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get this straight.
What?
A cop.
Oh, now you want to hear the story?
Well,
I don't want to tell
because see, this is the idea of a show host. The show host should decide what actually is airs. You understand?
Yeah.
That's what you know what your job as a co-host is?
Yes.
To follow the lead of the fucking host.
Okay.
So if after all these years you have an issue with that, let me know. I'll give you a fucking outline.
I'm ready.
All right.
Bring it up.
So how did the cop decide to give you a ride?
Because I was, I got stuck at somebody. I was at a party. Got stuck in New Jersey. Came home the next morning. I'm trying to find my way home. I didn't know. I walked.
You just said you came home.
I was trying to get home.
Didn't he just say Snopes? Didn't he just say that he just got home?
Okay, so listen. He's not paying attention. So long story short, I've got my thumb out. I'm trying to hitchhike on the New Jersey Turnpike. A cop pulls over. He goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I got stuck at a party overnight. I'm from Manhattan. I want to get home.
I need a ride."
Yeah. So he said, "Well, it's illegal to hitchhike and blah blah blah." I said, "You know."
You're just making up a lot of stupid shit. So the guy gets in the car.
So he said, "Get in the car and I'll drive you to do you have money for a bus?" Of course I have. So he said, "I'll drive you to the bus station." I said, "Great. Thank you so
much."
Bus
station? How far? Where was the party? You went to Kansas to go to a party?
No, it was in Edison, New Jersey.
I think your story's bullshit.
Edison, New Jersey.
Snopes, what do you think? I'm just wondering
if he's waiting for him to get to it.
Look it up on Snopes.
I'm waiting for him to
But that's a fucking thing. He wants to tell you what color the car was that picked him up.
It's so build up.
I was afraid that he was going to search me or something or say, "Empty, you know, on me after I got out of the car."
But after I take you to the bus station, because I want to help out, I want to ask you to bend over and show me what's in your pocket.
Maybe. You never fucking know, but I'm going to take that
chance. Man drops cocaine in his hat while in court on a drug charge. Authorities say a man who was in a Colorado court for violating his bond on a drug charge and even more trouble afterward after a wad of cocaine fell from his hat while he was in front of the judge. Hey, you're in front of the judge. Take off your hat. Oop.
Boom.
What's that? Oh, I think it's a matchbook.
Have you seen it
on video?
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Oh, man.
There he is standing there. And watch as soon as he lifts his hat up.
When the judge has to speak, he'll know that he dropped a bag of cocaine from his hat.
Oh, he's got to walk up in front of the judge.
Well, he's...
First of all, you know you're in trouble.
You saw it fall out? Watch.
Oh, I didn't see it.
It's in a zoom in.
Where is he?
I don't even see it.
Oh, he's over there. Oh, he's right there.
Right there. Watch. In the red shirt. Watch.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oopsie doops.
Hey, I think it's a little matchbox. Oh, look at this. It's
a big bag.
Yeah. It looks like it's snowing in the courtroom.
The Vail Daily reported Wednesday that the 43-year-old Juan Jose Vidrio Bibrisa was standing next to two other defendants at an Eagle County District Court podium when he took his hat off and a square of folded paper fell out. A police officer watched the paper filled with cocaine fall to the floor, and after reviewing surveillance footage, authorities determined it fell from his hat.
It was on the floor for an hour, according to Elgin's story right there.
He was...
It sat there.
Rabiska then walked to the county jail. He was charged with narcotic possession and another bond violation.
What an idiot.
Boy, this guy deserves to go in my room.
What was he initially in court for?
A drug something, wasn't it?
You're gonna go to the fucking courtroom with drugs?
Yeah.
I probably forgot it was in there.
In his hat.
Well, that's the other thing. You're showing up in court with a hat?
Like, oh, I hate
you know,
that.
Think about that.
I
like,
hate it that yeah. well.
Yeah. He also had a hoodie on.
Adventurer declares himself king of unclaimed land in North Africa. I don't know if you could still do that nowadays. Big land grab, I guess, in Africa. If someone said to you, "Hey, if you want 5 acres, it's yours free, just go get it in Africa," would you go?
I don't think so.
No.
No Starbucks over there, is it?
I don't have
how
a
many
passport.
Five?
I don't know. 10 acres?
No way. You'd have to be like 500 acres.
Yeah,
where you could build like a big like wall around everything.
Grow weed.
There you go. Start. Yeah. You know, have those great monkeys. Yeah, you know, get a bunch of those monkeys that eat.
Don't call them that, man. They're
no.
People
I'm
too.
Talking about the coffee.
You're an idiot.
I'm talking about you get a bunch of the monkeys that eat those seeds.
Oh, oh no! It's called. Oh my God! What is it called?
Poo-poo?
Oh,
Jesus. Poo-poo Papa.
That
something
was so
like
funny,
that, yeah.
Story. What was that?
So we should farm like those monkeys.
Oh, boy.
See, you thought I was talking about that's
we'd
stupid.
We'd make a fortune with that stuff.
I'm telling you. Maybe we'd grow weed, and then we'd grow.
The,
we'd hide.
Kopi Luwak.
Yeah. We'd get a big weed. You know, so maybe like perfect. 500 acres. Wake Up Late with Dougie show will move to Africa. An adventurer declares himself king of unclaimed land in North Africa. It says here, an Indian adventurer dodged terrorists in the barren desert to stake ownership to a strip of land between Sudan and Egypt that neither country has claimed. Sayash Dixit, a computer coder from Indore, India, undertook a perilous 6-hour drive and declared himself king of the kingdom of Dixit in Bir Tawil.
Dixit?
Maybe we'll work on the name.
Sick Dick. Reverse those two.
An 800-square-mile track that that Jeopardy champ Ken Jennings said in a 2011 article was there for the taking if anybody or anyone was up to the challenge. Imagine that?
No.
The land is believed to be the largest area unclaimed by any recognized nation. Bertoil's existence is the result of a border drawn up by the British, you know, those fucking bastards, at the end of the 19th century. So this guy owns land now.
That's crazy.
And I hear the Jews are going to go and put some settlements on it.
So that's legal to do, to find unclaimed land and just take it?
It's unclaimed. No one's paying taxes on it. I mean, it looks like a barren desert. This poor guy, I don't know what he's got.
It's craziness.
But he's standing there. I mean, you know. Hey, remember we were talking about there's that town in California somewhere?
So that's up for sale, yeah.
Right? That they were going to make it a weed town? Mm-hmm. Somebody bought it?
Oh, yeah.
Remember? And they were going to name the town. I said we should call it a...
Weed City.
No. What the fuck did Tumbleweed. I say? No. Cottonmouth, California.
Yeah, Cottonmouth.
Cottonmouth. They should name that town.
Well, so far, there's no results coming up on Snopes about this story.
This story's true, man.
So it's true.
I don't know that I believe
that. The route that I took under Egyptian military, it's an international border, and is an area of terrorists, so military have shoot at on-site orders, Dixick said. But if your bucket list ideas are not scary enough... You need permission. Whatever.
Do people live there? Is there housing?
There's nobody there. It's just fucking. It looks like Mars. You could film scenes from Mars.
What does he want to be there for? I mean, is there plumbing? Can you take a shit? I mean, what is it?
Well, eventually, if you claim you could do anything you want now.
Well, you have to have a lot of money to start a city.
Well, listen, you got to start somewhere. This guy has it now. This guy owns it.
You got to build a reservoir. You got to dig for water.
Yeah, I'm sure you got to build a well every once in a while. You got to put a few Jiffy Johns. You got to probably put some Jiffy Johns out there.
Why not sell the land now that you have it?
Now that you claimed it, that's it. Just flip it.
Sell it.
Yeah.
Be done with it.
We got to clean it up a little bit. You have to do improvements.
You know, location. Yeah.
Move that rock over there.
It's a fixer-upper.
Put that tree back over there. You know, you have to hire a staging company.
The neighborhood's a little questionable. It's in between the Egyptian terrorists and the...
right. It's between the AR-15 and the rockets.
You
got to
go through five ISIS camps.
There's rockets on the left. And
every once in a while, there's a mortar fired off. Right. But
tanks to the right.
But we have a good school district.
No tanks.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of funny.
No tanks. What happened?
Reckless tradition leads to groom shot in the testicles.
Oh my God.
There goes that.
Listen, my dad did this, his dad did it, and his dad before him did it.
And neither one of them have testicles.
Yeah.
None of them.
I'm surprised we have kids.
They're all adopted.
Yeah. The man Stepfeed calls the most unfortunate groom ever.
That's terrible.
Probably wishes he'd skipped his own bachelor party after a celebration. In Egypt, gone wrong. 28-year-old Osman Al-Assaid was bidding adieu to his single days on Monday night when a fellow reveler decided to partake in what the New York Post calls a common but illegal tradition in the Middle East and Arab countries, shooting his gun into the air.
Christ almighty.
Except instead of pointing his gun skyward, the 26-year-old man accidentally fired toward Al-Assaid, hitting him in the hand, thigh, and testicle.
Oh, my God.
Like the magic bullet, like the JFK bullet, you know?
Well, I'm guessing. Let's see. Went through his hand, thigh, and testicle. So he probably had his hand on his side.
Well, maybe he's holding
his
balls.
Went through his hand first, then his thigh, mm-hmm. and then went through his nut.
Oh, my God.
He wouldn't hit the nut first. That would be a miracle bullet. Think about that. If it's the hand, thigh, and nut, which
maybe
what do you
it slowed
think?
It down a little bit.
If it just hit the nut, it would have destroyed his entire fucking ball sack.
Yeah,
I mean, it could have came in from an angle. And...
it wouldn't have been like a perfect circle hole through his nut. It would just explode his...
Yeah.
Hollow point?
I don't think they're using hollow points.
No, don't you think if a bullet hit you in the sack, it would fucking kind of...
Take everything away.
Yeah.
Be gone.
Rip it to shreds.
Off with you.
The groom was rushed to the hospital with what was said to be a serious injury. While the shooter panicked and ran from the scene, he was later apprehended and arrested.
Damn, that sucks.
What are we going to do, man? Listen, could have killed him.
You don't shoot off guns.
He
could have
shot
man.
His dick off.
Listen, don't shoot guns. The only time you should shoot a gun is if you know somebody in your house and you stand your ground.
Yeah.
And you've been, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or her husband now, comes home early.
Yeah, but you don't want to. Who's that?
Yeah.
I know your wife. That's not good. Yeah, so.
Not a good thing.
Don't shoot the guns off. You know, I have a gun in the house. We don't have kids. I don't have them locked.
Right.
You know, if I had kids, you have to worry about all that shit.
Of course.
Man pries open Steak and Shake drive-through window to rant about his undercooked burger.
Wow.
Steak and Shake, you know, they're the only restaurants that have a fucking toilet and a drive-through.
Yeah, I would be so happy.
I think it's the worst.
To get a rare burger at any of these burger joints. I would love a rare burger.
Steak and Shake needs to stop already.
Yeah?
I think it's done. I think it is.
They came and
it's
went,
disgusting,
right?
It's disgusting, man.
It's not even, it's whack.
Steak,
it's
Shake, and
I've been
Shit.
There once.
You know the difference once. That they have is that they serve their food on like white bread.
Right.
As opposed to like a bun.
It's disgusting.
Like you can get a Frisco, like the Frisco sauce is good, but
they
it's
got
just
a lot of
Thousand
shakes.
Island dressing. I mean, what, there's nothing special about it.
Yeah. Seminole
the
County.
Shakes, big fucking deal. They got shakes. Everybody has fucking shakes.
Right.
And nowadays,
Steak and Shake.
Have you been to a Steak and Shake lately?
No, I went once. When they opened the one over here in Coconut Creek years ago, like, oh, I've never been to one.
Ugh.
And we went, we're like, wow, my wife and we went like, that was what the fuck we come
it's
here
just
for.
Like, stop it's it.
You might as well go to Denny's.
It's gross.
It you really can go is. To you can go to Shake Shack and get a way better burger.
Oh, yeah.
Seminole County deputy said a man who was so angry over his undercooked burger that he pried open a drive-through window to yell at the fast food employees who sold it to him. Ronald Byrne, 62, was arrested outside the Steak and Shake off of Red Bug Lake Road in Oviedo. It's over by Orlando, right?
Oviedo.
Saturday in charge with assault and burglary. Sheriff spokesman said Burns became upset at the drive-thru of the restaurant, telling employees inside that the burger was undercooked.
Because it mooed at him, you know. I don't blame him.
He's very belligerent with the employees and had one of the workers in tears. We don't know if it was from him or the fact that she was working at a fast food restaurant.
Actually, it was a guy and it was a manager.
What the fuck
his
are you
name
doing?
His name is Bruce, and don't name your kid Corey. Okay.
Keeling said the store's manager tried to intervene, but Burns continued to berate the employees. So the manager closed the drive-thru window in hopes of calming the situation. The man who's out in this car actually manages to pry open the drive-thru window, Keeling said. It's one thing to be upset about your order being messed up, but this is going way beyond that.
No, that is too far. That's a violent situation. Go inside.
They evacuated the drive-through until deputies arrived. There's a lot of these people getting fucking pissed at drive-throughs. You know,
a guy put an alligator into the drive-through. That was so funny.
Did he really?
Yeah,
like a baby alligator.
Like a few months ago.
That's hilarious.
Everybody freaked out.
Passed it to the window.
I don't know, man. You know,
he said, "Cook this for me." You guys do gator bites.
By the way, speaking of that, I'm going to plug my Arby's.
What happened?
I had a chicken cordon bleu today.
Was it any good?
Delicious. I love that sandwich.
He's loving Arby's. He's been talking about it lately.
I had to go all the way to Pembroke Pines to see somebody this morning.
Yeah.
And on the way back, it was right around 12 o'clock. So I'm like,
Arby's.
You know, there's nothing really near my office.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go down Sunrise Boulevard by the Sawgrass Mall and stop at that get an Arby's sandwich.
Wow.
Yeah. Love that beef and cheddar, man. I love that, but I got the chicken cordon bleu. It's just got ham. Mm-hmm. It's got chicken. Swiss on it. It's a fucking delicious sandwich.
I hate ham.
Think about the calorie count.
You're Puerto Rican, dude.
800 calories?
I don't like
ham. Who gives
ham
a shit?
On
that's
a
all
sandwich.
I ate today.
I like pork. I like benny. I like pork chops. I like pork chunks.
You got to try the chicken.
I don't like ham.
All right.
Like
I don't want to bore our listeners with the chicken cordon bleu. School worksheet quiz students on boy toy affairs. It's always funny when kids of a certain age are not supposed to be witnessing what they are. You know what I mean? It's like when the teacher actually has a porno in the tape.
Yeah. That happened last week. Some shit.
We did it in high school. We put with a VCR at the time.
Somebody did that too. Yeah.
And Hopewell, Virginia, middle school students in a Virginia home economics class were mistakenly given a worksheet that quizzed them on what an extramarital affair is, as well as boy toy and trophy wife.
What?
See, I broke up a couple of marriages. I took home rec when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The news report on Monday that a teacher at the school's which is outside Richmond, Virginia, had downloaded the worksheet from the internet. The superintendent for Hopewell Schools said it was never part of the curriculum. Parents at the Carter G. Woodson Middle School were angry. We're pissed. The family quiz worksheet was assigned on Friday in a family and consumer science class. It began with questions such as, what do you call the father of your father?
Grandpa.
But questions also asked, what do you call it when a married person has a relationship with someone else?
Grandpa.
That's uncle.
Harvey Weinstein.
All right, try to calm down with the corny jokes.
Okay.
That Harvey Weinstein used four times already today. Didn't he say fucking Harvey Weinstein like three or
twice.
Four times already?
Just once before, bro.
It began with questions such as, blah, blah, blah. And what do you call a much younger boyfriend of an older woman?
A much older boy? Grandpa.
Yeah. What do you call a much younger boy? That's a boy toy.
Oh, right? Much younger, yes. Boy toy.
Boy toy.
Or a sugar baby.
What was the other one? Trophy wife. So trophy wife is when that you're an old dude that gets married to a younger chick?
No, I mean, when you have a wife to hold on your arm that makes you look good, it's the trophy wife. Right?
That's it.
Was it Will Schreiner? Kim Murray tells a joke. Or there was that guy, Jeff Madnick, that said, my wife's a trophy wife. She's not a first place trophy. That's Will Schreiner, actually.
That's funny. That's good.
Yeah. Well, hey, maybe these kids will learn something faster. Yeah? Who needs coffee? Woman tells officer she smokes meth to stay awake.
Wow. She ratted herself out.
I'm not a coffee drinker.
But if you got any rocks, I'll smoke them.
Yeah. Maybe I have another story here. There's a woman got caught. This is the second time in a while that a woman in Florida got caught doing cocaine. Do you remember that story?
What do you mean?
She was in a school zone.
Oh, yes. We talked about this. Yeah.
Well, it happened again.
Wow.
And Niceville, a woman who told officers she occasionally smoked meth to stay awake, was arrested for drug paraphernalia possession and being a dumbass for admitting things. She gets the Louis C.K. Award after being pulled over for faulty taillight. According to an arrest report from Niceville Police Department. Is there really a place called Niceville? Isn't that like a TV show?
Wait, that's Pleasantville.
Yeah.
You think Louis C.K. is dumb for outing himself? He was outed and then told the truth.
Yeah. He fessed up.
Good, because he's a fucking moron.
According to an arrest report from Niceville Police Department on October 18th, an officer traveling eastbound on State Road 20 observed a car with a white light emitting from the passenger taillight. The officer stopped the vehicle and asked the driver if he could search it, to which she provided consent. Now, what do you do in that situation when a cop wants to search your car? You're like, really, I'd rather not.
What if you don't if you don't have anything, then you have nothing to worry about.
Right. But what if I'm in a hurry and I don't want to be detained because you want to look through my car all of a sudden?
Right.
What reason do you want to look through my car? Because I have a taillight out? Is that going to make you think I'm a drug addict because I have a taillight out?
Well, I think if you have nothing to hide, then just saying, okay, real fast, get it over with, is going to take way less time than if you resist, then it's going to take forever.
Then they're going to get
You know what I mean? Then they're going to be like, all right, wait here, and they're going to put you through the whole fucking...
But if you have something in the car, and you know they're going to find it, then hopefully they're not going to search.
Well, aren't you supposed to resist either way?
Well, if you have the shit, yeah. They should jump in your car and drive off at high speeds and hope that you don't kill anybody else. Inside the woman's Michael Kors purse, the officer found a glass methamphetamine pipe belonging to the driver. The woman told the officer she used the pipe occasionally to smoke meth, you know, to help stay awake. The woman was arrested and booked in charges of drug equipment possession and misdemeanor.
She said it like it was normal.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah, every morning I get up, I brush my teeth, and then I hit a little meth.
Well, like everything you're seeing in the society, all these people coming out and being busted for all this kind of stuff, you know, it's going to be like, well, it's going to be part of society where, like, look, everybody else fucks up, so why can't I? And it's going to be an excuse for people even doing more messed up stuff, because those people that we're supposed to be, you know, in high honor of are sitting all over the place. So eventually society's going to go, fuck you.
Well,
you expect me to follow the rules?
Unfortunately, the rich people, you know, they have an easier time when they fuck up.
Yeah.
Because they can afford to fuck up.
So, which means you can fuck up bigger.
Yeah, and you can have, right. And you have powerful friends who can help you unfuck up the fuck up.
Like the UCLA guys who got busted for stealing Louis Vuitton sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly. They got the president of the United States to get them out of there. You think any regular person who was over there, it's because they were UCLA basketball players.
And you know,
and they had the media and the hype behind it to help.
If they win a championship, they're not going to visit the White House, I'll tell you that, man.
Those guys, if
they have
win,
to now.
That's right.
They owe it to them.
That's they have to visit.
We
to
world famous Lenny Schultz was watching us for a bit. What's up, Lenny Schultz?
Hey,
Lenny.
Lenny Schultz. You know what I'm talking about.
Chicken Man.
Actress arrested for birthday cake battery.
That's funny.
November 2nd, meet Karina Mora, hottie. Mora, a 36-year-old Mexican actress living in Florida, was arrested early yesterday after allegedly slamming a birthday cake on the head of her boyfriend.
Gran puta. It was an ice cream cake. Otherwise, he would have been bitched. It was frozen still. It fucking locked him out.
Cop said that Mora had planned a surprise cake for victim Robert Brown's birthday. However, Brown came home late and had been drinking, which upset Mora. You know, Mexican women don't like it when you come home late.
Your lipstick on your collar? A sadistic?
So wait, she threw a cake at him, and he had her arrested for that?
Well.
She didn't throw it.
That's a bitch move. You're going to have somebody arrested for throwing cake on you?
She cracked him over the head with the cake
with
plate.
With the cake.
Too, but with the cake plate, too.
It upset Mora that he came home drunk and prompted a 1 a.m. argument in the couple's home in Dunedin. It's over by Tampa.
Yep. That's why he hit her with the cake. She was Dunedin.
Pinellas County.
She was Dunedin.
Mora and Brown continued to argue and call each other names as they prepared for bed. Cops report at the point Mora got the cake and slammed it on his head while he was trying to go to sleep. When subsequently questioned the sheriff's deputy, Mora has reportedly admitted to these actions. She Louis C.K.'d it.
What kind of cake?
I admit it. It's all true.
What kind of cake was it?
I don't know. I'm interested in the cake, though.
That's the second time you said Louis C.K., Dougie. I'm tired of it. You said the same thing too many times.
It's a tag.
That's right.
Brown, who turned 56 years yesterday, does not appear to have been injured while it was cake.
What was the cake? What an idiot.
Charged with domestic battery and a misdemeanor, Mora was booked into the county jail, from which she was released this afternoon on her own recognizance.
She did bring cake for the jailers, though. She was very nice.
There was no saw on this one.
Gotta bring cake.
Battered battery.
Yeah.
Cake?
Batters up.
She's a good-looking girl, and he was like in his 50s. But, you know, if you're banging a hot Mexican, you know, you got your side bitches are pretty hot, too.
But the end of the story they didn't tell you is that they actually, the INS came back the next day because he squealed her on her. And said she's a legal gutter, and she's now she's back in fucking Guatemala. So she wasn't Mexican to begin with. And had no green card or anything. She's gone. She hit somebody down there with a melted cake.
She's an actress, so she's got a working permit.
Well,
a visa.
But that's
or
all right,
something.
Though. Yeah, working visa. By the way, NASA wants your help.
To do what?
Seeks a nickname for a tiny icy world on our solar system's edge.
Wow.
A tiny icy
world. There's more and more talk by scientists, by the way, about this ninth planet, which, you know, a lot of people's conspiracy theorists are talking about as Nibiru. That huge planet.
People are still talking about Nibiru?
Yeah, because it was supposed to come by and never did. That's what it's supposed to be was the 2000. Yeah, that
we
was
got
the,
shunned by
the Mexican Yucatan. It never showed. Yeah.
I told you they weren't coming, Harry. You didn't make a nice cup of coffee for them.
It's a Hispanic planet, so it's going to be a little later.
Well, isn't Nibiru like it was the existence of an old planet that like exploded into a million pieces or something?
It's supposed to be a mass planet that circulates every 3,000 or 300,000 years.
What?
And has like such an orbit around our sun.
Okay.
That and then when it eventually comes into orbit, it's such a mass that it's what caused the deluge of the biblical flood, supposedly, is that when Nibiru came around, it stopped the Earth's access.
I hear what you're saying.
You know,
I'm going to set my alarm clock to me. I don't want to miss this. What is it, 300,000 years?
NASA is seeking a nickname for a tiny, icy world on the edge of the solar system that's the next destination for a New Horizons spacecraft. Those things are cool that go out there and just video shit.
Yeah.
How about Fridge?
People are going to name it Planet Fridge.
Planet Fridge.
To lighten the mood, News Horizons aims a 2019 flyby The research team is holding a name contest. The deadline is December 1st. Hmm. MU69 is 4 billion miles away and may actually be two objects either stuck together or orbiting one another.
That's what it's called, MU69?
Yeah. So it could be like two things stuck together and icy. So we'll call it the bad relationship planet.
Isn't RU69?
Well, if it's two things stuck together, maybe they're 69ing.
I see.
Well,
that's why it might be MU69. Think about it.
MU. That's bad English. It's RU.
It's MU. That's what it's actually called.
Oh, MU. Mm. MU?
That's what it's called. That's the actual name of the fucking
object. It's like a yin and a yang.
I like that.
Two things in ice. Yin and yang.
It's like yang, you said it before, but don't say it. You know, it's
it makes cuddling. So much sense.
Planet yin yang.
Cuddling.
But it's Arctic. It's a frigid, so you got to throw something in there about it being cold.
Icy yin yang.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tutti frutti.
Tutti frutti. And by the way, if you name it, you win. You got to spend a weekend there.
Nice.
So,
good an all expense paid trip because it's one way.
That's right. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us today.
Harvey Weinstein.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Now, is there anybody else coming out? Has anybody...
There's been other accusations.
George Takei.
He denies it.
Listen, they passed him around, like I said, like an hors d'oeuvre. That set us.
But he does perverted shit on Howard Stern show. Yeah.
The newest thing, Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, she said she's not going to do the next Wonder Woman.
The producer, the director?
They get rid of Brett Ratner.
Wow.
Why, is he accused of...
Yes, many times. Many people have.
Yeah, they whacked him a couple of times.
Well, I think that's pretty interesting when these people have dealt their power to do what they want to do and have to pay the piper.
See, Bill Cosby's giggling right now because the heat's off him for a while. You know, it just keeps snowballing to these other motherfuckers, you know?
They forgot
the
about
worst.
Him.
He's the worst because he drugged them.
This is where it all began. Think about it. This is just society eventually going, look at where it all began. It was him.
I opened a can of worms.
Exactly. Right. And other people said, like Rosie O'Donnell said, that the fact that Donald Trump became president after saying, I grab him by the pussy, has pissed off so many women enough that this is just erupting into a recognition.
George W. Bush.
Ass grabber. Don't take a photo with George H.W.
There's more than one. There's like five now that have said he's going. One was a little kid.
Yeah, you stand next to the ex-president. No, you do, honey.
I did it once when he was president.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of ass grabbing with those guys from Skull and Bones.
And I want to come out right now and just say something. Perry Sack grabbed my penis once.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And Randy Singer did too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
The problem was I didn't want to report it.
Yeah.
I just called him the next day and said, are you guys going to come over?
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. And we will have a special show, a bonus show again this week. With Steve Marshall, we'll be here in the studio. Who's our headliner? It's Wednesday night Wise Guys Comedy Show.
Cool.
I might have to go.
Joe Fernandez is our a feature act. Very entitled. Actually, at the Wine Bar tonight, guys. If you're in Fort Lauderdale, go to the Wine Bar. He's going to be headlining that room tonight in Fort Lauderdale. So those guys are in the studio. I'm off this week from comedy. So excited to be spending time at home.
That's obvious.
But on November 25th, I'm going to be at Roosters. Barbecue in Parkland, Coral Springs, Florida, headlining 6:30 and 8:30 shows.
Wait a minute, where's that?
Roosters. I just own Parkland right off Coral.
I've
Rooster.
Heard a lot about that.
Yeah,
room.
Man, my friend owns the joint.
Well, you and I know.
The food is good. That's the
you
barbecue
actually told
joint.
Me to talk to them about it.
Right.
Anyway, so I'll be there headlining on November
25th. Do I get a vig on this fucking thing? Give me a pork sandwich.
I got hired.
Give me a pork sandwich.
Funny business book.
Oh, really?
Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll see you here tomorrow right at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, thick beam of light hit the ground.